Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese. Huwa pjaċir tiegħi li nitkellem ma' Marlene Ebejjer, il-President tal-Kunsill Malti ta' Victoria, li bħala President tal-Kunsill ser inkellem dwar is-servizzi offruti miċ-ċentru Malti ta' Parkville anke f'dan iż-żmien tal-pandemija. Grazzi ħafna tal-ħin tiegħek, Marlene.
Grazzi, Joan. Għandi pjaċir li llum qed nkellmek. Sa' nkellmek naqra bil-Malti u naqra bil-Ingliż.
Tajjeb, din hija l-ewwel darba li qed nitkellmu bħala President tal-Kunsill Malti ta' Victoria fil-programmi tagħna, issa inti ilek President tal-kważi sentejn. Dinna daqsxejn x'inhu huma l-esperjenzi tiegħek bħala President f'kariga bħal din.
Meta ġejt fil-Ċentru Malti, jiena l-ewwel bdejt jiena avukata, l-ewwel bdejt immur hemmhekk involuntier nara in-nies. Kienu jgħidu li biex nmur biex nistad najn il-nies emmek. U meta kont nmur, you know, I met Victor Borge. He encouraged me to get involved with the council. It really wasn't my preference to become the president, but Victor was wanting, you know, the council to start moving in a different direction. And so I agreed that that's what I would do.
Però kellek ċertu esperjenza fil-komunità Maltija wkoll għax għal dawk ma jafukx inti trabbejt familja Maltija kbirt hawnhekk l-Awstralja, dejjem kellek interess fil-kultura u l-komunità Maltija.
Aha, vera, aha, x'meta kont żgħira, in-nanna tiegħi kienet Ottmana. U hi rabbitni ommi u missieri kienu mmorru wixxu. U jiena kont noqgħod ma' nanna. U dejjem kont naf nitkellem bil-Malti u nifhem bil-Malti. U meta kont żgħira il-kuġini tiegħi ġew l-Awstralja biex joqogħdu magħna. U il-kuġin tiegħi kellu ktieb bil-Malti ta' tfal. U jiena really rid nitgħallem biex nikteb u naqra bil-Malti. U dak ktieb ma nafx kemm domt naqraf biex nitgħallem, and I used to copy the words all the time. Mbagħad ommi kienet iġġib il-gazzetta Maltija. Ma niftakarx li ma waqta, imma kont noqgħod fuq il-mejda magħha u kont read the newspaper to her to practice. Mbagħad in-nanna marret Malta u kienet tikteb litri bil-Malti u jiena kont so I could practice all the time. And then later on, Joe, you know, my first career, I worked for the Broadmeadows Ethnic Communities Council. And really, that's when I was younger, like when I was a small child, I really liked being Maltese. But as a teenager, I really didn't because, you know, there was a lot of racism back then. Mind you, it's still now, but not to our community these days. But back then, there was a lot. So I didn't want to really be Maltese, but then as I got older, I got involved in the Maltese youth group at Central Malti there in Parkville, and then I sort of lost my connection, but then I came back to it. And I think as you get older, you feel much more connected to your culture, and being Maltese and my Maltese heritage is very important to me, more so now than ever.
Però naħseb ma kontx qed tistenna li tibda billi tagħti servizz fiċ-ċentru Malti ta' Parkville u kif daqqa waħda issib ruħek bħala President tal-Kunsill.
I certainly wasn't expecting to do it, and I'm now shocked it's already been 2 years. And when I came into the council, things had been done certain ways for a very long time, and what the community built over 60 years was fantastic. And really, but my job has been to kind of bring it to the 21st century. And I'm really, really focused on bringing in, you know, second, third, fourth generation Maltese to there, because we have a very strong culture. We've got our elderly generation involved there have been involved, but as you know, many have passed. And my concern is unless we bring the centre into the 21st century, that we'll lose some of our culture. And what I've found is that the younger generations really want to get into particularly cooking. Like, it's amazing how many people are into Maltese cooking and sharing their recipes and their nunna and nunnu stories, and also craft. Like, there's some fantastic groups in different, you know, different associations doing the bitsilla. So much talent out in our community that we need to gather that and bring it back into the council. And that's really what the current executive is looking to do.
Anche il membri ta l'esecutif, and com membri fl'esecutif li huma piuttost zaza.
We have. So we've got Antonia Camilleri, who's been involved for some time with the council. So she is the vice president. Andrew Gass is our secretary. He's a very hard-working man. We've got Rosemary, who has been on the council, I think, for 18 years and, you know, been working in our welfare area as well. And we've got Father Lonnie from the MSSP. He's our representative because, as you know, the MCCV has a very strong partnership with the priests of the MSSP. And that's a very important partnership for us. And we're working very closely together to look at how we can really continue to support the community. And we've got a new member, Elisa Zammit, who's a younger woman. She's involved with one of the Maltese bands, MMG. She also has a community development, community management background. So her skills that she's sharing with us is also really important, and also her generation, I suppose. So we've got, you know, probably three generations of people on the executive at the moment, which is great.
Minħabba il-pandemija presenti, Ċentru Malti ta' Park Veluta Sunshine bħalissa huma magħluqa. Għadkom qed tagħtu xi servizzi b'xi mod?
Aha, we are. So in March, when this happened, the pandemic happened, we had to close because the people that come to Parkville and Sunshine are our elderly community mostly, and we had to ensure that we keep them safe. And then with all the changes in government rules about lockdowns, we had to stop at the centre. But immediately what we did, we have a fantastic coordinator, Marie Rizzo, who's been there for quite some time. She runs our planned activity groups. Usually, you know, we bus people in or bring them in by taxi one day a week. They play tombola, they have ikla maltia, you know, they socialise with each other. All that had to stop. So in the beginning, what we did is we started doing home visits where our workers would drop things off, some food if they needed it, some activities. Then when we had the full lockdown, we couldn't go anymore, our workers were ringing. We've got a really great team of aged care workers, and they had a list of all of our clients, and they would ring them and just socialise, just keep them connected. And if they needed something or a referral to somewhere, psychological services such as Beyond Blue or Food Bank, if food was getting low, then we started extending it to anybody who needed some social support. On Mother's Day, our wonderful bus driver, he delivered to everybody a flower and cards, and he would deliver birthday cards. They started doing, when the lockdown lessened, they started doing window visits. We then started to try and teach people how to use the internet and Facebook. We started up a lending service. We got a grant for iPads. So we delivered the iPads, they had some training, they're doing some like calls together. Last weekend I started Tombola through Zoom, so, you know, we put out, you know, whoever wants to play bingo, we can play three games on a Saturday at 2 o'clock, they have to have the technology or a carer. You can go to play tombola on Saturday.
Iġifieri, jekk xi ħadd li qed jisma' ikollu bżonn ta' xi għajnuna, xorta waħda jista' jċempel iċ-Ċentru Malti u jitlob għal din l-għajnuna.
Palizza, dejjem hemm xi ħadd either Cheryl, our manager, or Irene, our secretary, nisi rido champlu. Or Mr. Nadulam fei isipu she ainunam. If they're just lonely, we can talk to them. A lot of people are suffering with mental health issues because of this very, very long lockdown. So we want to try and think of ways to cheer them up and to provide support. At the start, I was even finding Maltese recipes and putting them in Maltese and in English, just giving people something to do. And we're trying to find somebody who is willing to video record themselves doing a cooking lesson so we can put that on our Facebook and website. But as you know, Joe, not all of our community, particularly our elderly, have access to social media. We nearly need to reach out to families, you know, and if they've got isolated elderly parents or any relatives that they know or friends that they know that need assistance, you know, that's our job at the Maltese Community Council. At Central Malta, we're there to support people. We're still trying to support our associations who are our members. You know, we had a Zoom meeting for people who could use that. We came up with some fantastic ideas of what we're going to do when we reopen. We reopen, you know, we're doing some renovations at Parkville. We're updating, you know, our air conditioning with the help of the MSSP as well. We're painting it. We're getting some new furniture. We want to come back bigger and better when COVID is finished. And we want to make sure that we open the doors to the Maltese community. Of any age to come along and be a part of the centre.
Trittis Maktar Steja Paldin is mafu Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, jew kulfentis mal podcast jek.